England obviously beat Spain last night in the Women's Euros to go back to back. What do you think that'll have an effect on the growth of the game back home on the Isle of Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a great tournament. It was a really traumatic tournament, which I think keeps more and more kids and more girls involved and watching it with the parents and things like that. And yeah, from what I've seen, even since group games, never mind, you know, the semis and the final on social media and things, you know, the amount of kids that are watching it, the amount of parents that have put photos up of, you know, like family games or little England parties and things like that. So yeah, I think the interest on the island has been huge. And then with England actually winning again, everybody's so excited about it. There's, you know, a kids tournament on today, the bowl, and you heard them talking about it this morning when you came in, boys and girls, which is lovely to hear.
I know you've not been at the FA for obviously the last for 4 years since the last Euros, but do you know if there was an increase back then? Is that something that, you know, you're talking about in the FA? Is that something that you've been, you know, you're aware of? Are you expecting more participation? Are you going to look to put on more tournaments? How can you take advantage of this, I suppose?
I think it's more just to keep that excitement going and show the children and their parents the benefit of playing football. I know that on a whole, since the last Euro, so since 2022, girls playing football, you know, more than doubled. And, you know, that was, you know, in the UK. But for our actual figures over here, it's not something we can actually look back on, like registration wise. But as far as teams go and clubs who have girls playing there, that's definitely increased. You know, we've had our school tournaments on where we've gone from kind of scratching around for teams to enter to last year and this year having 25 girls only teams involved. Same with the Manx Youth Games. You know, that's just the numbers are increasing each year. So I do think there's work involved to keep that going, which, you know, we're planning to do at the FA. Like you've just said there, we will put on more tournaments. That's in the plan anyway. But then also work with the clubs to try and encourage the clubs to have more opportunities for girls to play, and then support the clubs that already have girls there to show how we can support them further to bring more girls into the club and also look after the players that they already have.
Are there many clubs on the island that offer football for young girls? Are you looking to be able to get a young girl league, I suppose? Is there a plan in mind, I suppose, for an increased girls football on the Isle of Man?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a few clubs that already offer girls football and girls only teams. We're probably looking at about a third of the island's clubs offer girls football. As for the leagues themselves, they're integrated within our development league and our junior league. So the girls teams have the options of playing other girls teams. It doesn't have to be mixed if they don't want that. And at the minute, we're looking into just that gap between the junior football and the senior football. So just bridging that under 16 gap. So that age 14 and 15 girls is to keep them involved. We don't have the numbers there yet to have a league of their own. But hopefully, if we can retain the players that we've got, you know, we're thinking five-a-side leagues, girls-only teams entering the mixed league, that kind of thing. If we can retain them girls, and hopefully by next season or the season after, we should have that full pathway of a full girls league right the way through from junior level up into the senior women's game.
So you reckon that could be done in the next few years, you're saying?
In the next 2 years, in the next two seasons, yeah, I do believe we've got the numbers coming through to bridge that under 16 gap and have girls only football within the age group as well. And then that means that we will have that full pathway of girls teams playing girls, so girls only football right the way through from junior to senior level.
Obviously the England result will be, I imagine, will be helpful towards that as well. But do you think the Isle of Man senior women's silver medal in Orkney at the Island Games will also be beneficial? Do you think those two things could enable that vision to come true in 2 years' time?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, we have, you know, our, there was a lot of interest in the player profiles that we did for the teams before Orkney. We've had a couple of schools in touch asking for copies of them that they're, you know, that they can give out to the children and things like that. So there was that excitement even before our national team went to Orkney. So to then come back with a silver medal, you know, and find that this, you know, the children at school had been watching and listening to the games, and there was so much excitement on the island. I think it's really added to that push that we needed for the female football. So you've got, you know, the children on the island that are looking up to their local heroes, and you know, our national team, and then also seeing, you know, England on the TV, you know, winning a trophy as well. Like they're surrounded by this excitement at the minute, and we're in this really great bubble, you know, local to the Isle of Man and also nationally with England. So yeah, I think that'll improve the football, the girls' football on the island, like massively. I think these girls are really seeing what they can achieve. You know, with our national team, they weren't even originally selected for the Island Games. You know, to be a third reserve, to feel like they're not going to be at the games and to then come back with a silver medal was amazing. And I feel like the whole of the island bought into that, and then that's filtered down to, you know, to the clubs, to the children, to the girls involved, and even, you know, our female players who have seen the social media posts of everything going on at Orkney and how they'd love to be involved. You know, it's kind of passing down through the generations there. But yeah, I do think that'll really, really improve the football on the island.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Is there anything else?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention before I let you go?
No, not really. I mean, I say it every time, you know, here at the FA and then the clubs that are involved, you know, parents, teachers, everybody, you know, just really, you know, push their girls to play. Football is such a massive benefit for them, you know, their confidence, you know, their leadership skills, friendships, and just generally having fun, you know. So if you are interested in your daughter, your niece, you know, anybody playing football, you know, get in touch. We've got so many different options that isn't necessarily, you know, joining a club straight away. You know, we've got fun sessions with our Wildcats. We've got the Manx Youth Games that'll be starting again. You know, all these different things for girls to get involved in, and then they'll find their love for it, I guarantee. And then hopefully, yeah, filter on out to a club and down the line experience what our Lionesses are experienced and what our national team just experienced too. So yeah, just really, we just want everybody to work together for that same goal.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.